Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. Well, this morning I'm sitting across from one of our favorite and frequent guests, Dr. Shelley Gilroy, infectious diseases expert from SUNY Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Gilroy.
Good morning, Tricia.
And we're here this week. A week or two ago you were here. We talked about meningitis immunizations, and we've gotten some good feedback on that. It was a good conversation, but we wanted to talk to you about this year's flu, and you're the perfect person to address that for us. So okay. Thanks so much for coming by again. Last year was not a good year for the flu, was it?
No, it wasn't. There were some strains that were circulating during that time that weren't included in the vaccine that was available last year. So that's why we did see an increase in the number of cases of flu.
Well, let's exactly explain how that happens, because, you know, we all get our flu shots every year. We think we're going to be protected from the flu, mm-hmm. but we don't give thought to actually what's in the flu shot that would protect us. So how's the flu shot put together, and therefore why didn't it work?
Well, the flu shot is created by scientists, and what they do is they look at the number of strains or the different types of strains that have occurred internationally in other countries during their flu season. And from those strains, they predict which strains will be included in the vaccine for the coming year. Now, there are certain strains of virus of flu that circulate every year. So even if you get a flu vaccine from last year, you'll have some protection against strains that were included in that vaccine, but you may not have protection against some strains that may be circulating this year. So that's why it's recommended that you get a flu vaccine every year, because even though you get one that has some strains, you may not get one, you may not have enough antibodies to protect you against the strains that are circulating this year.
So somebody's just kind of making their best guess on what's going to go around the world in any given year?
Yeah, but they're pretty good. I mean, yeah. Last year was pretty unusual. Mm-hmm. They're not exactly sure what happened, but most of the time they can predict, and they've done a good job over the number in the past couple of years.
So if I had a shot last year and the strain that you anticipated would go around last year and didn't happens to go around this year, am I protected from last year's shot?
Yes, you should have some protection, because some of the strains, even though they may be a different strain from the one we're having this year, there is some cross protection that can occur because if you've been exposed to that strain.
Okay, good. You know, I don't think that people realize how deadly the flu can be.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Talk about some of the real outcomes for people who don't get these shots and get very sick from the flu.
Yeah, some of the complications can be meningitis, which is an inflammation of the fluid that surrounds the brain and the spinal cord, severe pneumonias. We've had a couple of deaths due to pneumonia, and pneumonia can be caused by the flu virus itself and can be deadly. Anybody that has a weakened immune system is the most at risk. For example, very young children, elderly patients, people that are on medications that weaken their immune system or suppress their immune system. Pregnant females also are at risk.
Really?
Yes.
All right. And I do want to ask a question in a minute about whether pregnant women should be getting mm-hmm. the flu shot. There is such a wide variety of symptoms. Talk about the symptoms, then talk about how you know whether those symptoms are coming from the flu.
Well, the symptoms are usually a very high fever. It affects the upper respiratory system, which includes your nose, throat, and your lungs. You can get a slight sore throat. You'll have a dry cough. But the big major complaint is body aches and muscle aches, to the point where you feel like you've gone to the gym and you've worked out and your muscles hurt so much that you can't even get out of bed.
So sometimes I think it's difficult to tell whether you have a cold or a flu, but maybe it doesn't matter.
Yes, it is difficult sometimes, because you can have some symptoms, cold symptoms that might confuse you with the flu. So the best thing that you need to do in that situation is contact your healthcare provider, mm-hmm. because they can do an examination on you, and then they can do specific testing if they really suspect that you have the flu.
And if you do, are there medicines that can relieve the symptoms?
Yes, there are medications, antivirals. They're not antibiotics, but they're antivirals. And what they can do is they can, if you take it early enough, you can recover from the flu quickly than if you don't have any medication.
Oh, that's good. But now there's also a stomach flu.
Well, no, that's not true.
Okay.
A stomach flu, the seasonal flu virus doesn't infect your stomach, okay? Some people will get diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, but That's usually due to another type of virus or a bacterial infection or a parasitic infection. In adults, usually they don't get nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Kids do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
all that mucus going
on.
Yeah,
stomach
their
flu
throats.
Is that's not
it's
really.
It's kind of a misnomer then,
exactly,
isn't it?
Oh, yes.
But you know what? I'll bet if you ask 100 people, 99 think at
yes,
some time
they
in their
think
lives,
they have the stomach flu.
They have the stomach flu. That's right. Can a flu shot keep you from getting a cold?
It might have some protection if there's a strain of flu out there that gives you symptoms. But not really, though. I mean, there are other viruses out there that are not included in the flu vaccine, so you are going to still get the common cold even if after you've had the flu vaccine.
All right. I found it very interesting when I was doing a little bit of research to prepare for this morning, and I went on the CDC's website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up a map on the CDC website that shows you where the flu is. And I remember last year following it, and it fascinated me because it started on the West Coast, mm-hmm. and you could watch it kind of move east.
Right.
And has that changed over the years, or has that always been true?
No, I think that's always been true. I mean, it has to do with climate conditions, I guess. The main thing is the weather, and particularly, you know, when people are go from being outside all day to inside where there's close contact, close quarters, that's usually when people start to come down with symptoms and then spread, and then you have the flu.
I would almost think then that it would begin like in the Northeast in particular, where we get our mm-hmm. winter so early, where people
right.
are shut in, but maybe it does. Maybe it actually starts there, and I never picked up on it until it was over
well,
in California.
Well, there was a recent report out just recently in August. There were two cases of flu that were identified in New York City.
In August?
And that was early for this year.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. And it was this year's strains?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. Well, those people.
Well, we don't know about the strains yet.
Okay.
They're still working on that.
But okay.
They are, it was two people that was unusual. And one of them was a pediatric case that was in a long-term care facility. The other one was an adult, though, who did not travel.
Ah, who didn't travel.
Right.
Because travel really influences it, too,
oh,
doesn't
yes.
it?
Oh, yes. Because depending on where they travel, they may travel during that country's flu season and then come back down here with the
that
flu.
Was another interesting thing is I just did a search, you know, mm-hmm. a Google search. And did flu 2008-2009, and up popped a website from the Philippines.
Okay,
talking about flu and what people should do, and of course it was all the same kinds of
right,
advice. But
exactly.
But you know, we think of it as being a problem that's maybe local. We don't think of it as being international, but it's global.
Oh
isn't
yes,
it?
Absolutely.
The flu goes all around. The parameters have changed for people who need flu shots. So mm-hmm. let's begin with when should they start getting flu shots?
Well, now it's recommended for anybody over the age of 6 months. Okay, and also, anybody over the age of 50,
mm-hmm.
Pregnant women
okay.
should get the flu vaccine.
And let's talk about that, because mm-hmm. there's actually been some controversy over the years about mm-hmm. whether pregnant women should get the flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a new study that just came out, am I right?
Yes, that shows that it is safe in pregnant women, and actually its protective effect is very beneficial, because what happens is when you're pregnant, sometimes your immune system does become weakened, and you are more susceptible to bacterial infections and viral infections, so that's why it's recommended that you get the flu.
And if a pregnant woman
flu vaccine.
If a pregnant woman gets the flu vaccine, is she also protecting her unborn baby?
Yes, there is some protection also provided to the baby.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's not such a bad thing, is it? It's
right.
kind of two for the price of one, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So children over the age of 6 months. Now, that's the part that's new.
Yes.
And we actually talked to Dr. Domokowski last week mm-hmm. about this, but tell us more. Let's reiterate it in case somebody didn't hear. Why is it important for children to get flu shots?
Because if the children come down with the flu-like symptoms, they can spread it to adults and elderly people or people that have weakened immune systems. And those are the people, if they do get the flu, can develop the complications.
Absolutely. So it does protect the child.
Yes.
But as much as anything, they're protecting the people the children are around.
Exactly.
And which means teachers then should also get them?
Right. Teachers, healthcare providers also should get their flu vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyone that takes care of an elderly person who has a weakened immune system, anybody that wants a flu vaccine should get it.
Yeah, because they are safe.
Exactly.
What about the people who say that they got a flu shot and then they got the flu from the shot?
That's a misnomer. I think what happens is usually either the person, after they got the flu, the reason why they're having some symptoms afterwards is because their body is reacting to the virus itself and producing antibodies, or they had a viral infection prior to getting the flu vaccine and now are coming down with symptoms.
So timing was everything in
exactly.
that case. All right. It's time for people this time of year to get their flu shots, right?
Yes.
And how long does that go? Do we go just through, you know, November, or do we go through next June? How long?
No, it lasts throughout the flu season.
Okay.
Most of the time, the majority of the cases start around November. The peak number of cases that occurs is around around January.
It is.
So anytime between now and January, February, you should really get your flu vaccine.
All right.
We tell people to get it even after January because we don't know how long the flu virus is going to be last. So you will get protection if you do get it later in the season as well.
If they, later as opposed to earlier, not in addition to.
Right.
Okay.
It's probably best to get it now or within the next couple of weeks. Because it takes about 2 weeks for you to develop antibodies once you get the vaccine.
It does.
So that you'll be protected by the time we start seeing the large number of cases.
And is there a good supply this year? I remember a couple of years ago they ran out of flu shots.
Yes, we have ample amount this
good,
year. There's
good.
Four different manufacturers. So even if you haven't, if you're a healthcare provider or an organization and you haven't ordered your flu vaccines, you still have time.
Okay. And for children, they don't necessarily have to have a shot, do they? There's a mist?
Right. There's a flu mist. It's a nasal spray. It's recommended, though, for children over the age of 2
okay.
and for people under the age of 49.
Okay.
And you have to be a healthy person
to do the mist.
To have it, yes,
because
it is a live virus. It's a live virus, but they're weak virus. It's a weak virus, so people don't come down with the flu from it.
Okay.
But they don't recommend it in people that have weakened immune systems.
All right. Well, Dr. Shelley Gilroy, once again, you've taught us about the importance of keeping up on our immunizations. It's always valuable information. I hope all our listeners dial their phones tomorrow and make appointments. They can check in with the county, right, or their primary care physician?
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And listeners, we need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.